Hey guys, this is Casey here. I'm currently a podcast host with UWPM Club as an executive of digital media. Ash Winder today is the third co-op student I'm interviewing today. He actually has already two PM internships under his belt, and he has other various co-op positions. He's currently in his fourth one at SAP, and he has also previously done a product management internship at BlackBerry. So today we'll be having a lot of interesting questions for him, including what his experiences have been like at both BlackBerry and SAP, how he got into product management, and how other students can crack that chicken and egg problem and get their first product internship. So yeah, without further ado, I'll let Ash Winder take it away.
Yeah, so like Casey mentioned, my name is Ash Winder. I'm going into 3B and I'm in statistics actually. And this is my fourth co-op at SAP. Previously, I've held positions such as data analyst, project manager, product manager for the last two. And I think as we go along in the podcast, we'll kind of even briefly discuss the differences I've experienced between project manager versus product manager. So yeah.
Cool, that's awesome. That's a great introduction. And then I just want to jump straight into some really cool questions here. So the first question I have is, how did you exactly get into product management? I know because the internship experience you had prior to that was project management. So how difficult was it for you to get that first product internship? Did you have to do anything special, or did you have to get yourself out of the way, extend yourself forward to make yourself look more unique compared to the other applicants to really get that first product internship? Because it is a really difficult thing to do to get that first product internship when you have no prior product experience.
Yeah, so I think to answer that question, it's kind of better for me to walk you through how my co-op started and how I started figuring out what I wanted to do. And so for my first co-op, it was a data analyst / application programmer internship at Sun Life, actually, of all places. And there I kind of figured out, as a co-op term went wrong, like, yeah, I'm great with the data side of things, but I want to communicate my ideas more. I want to give presentations and explain my findings. And that was one of the things my manager recommended. She told me to find jobs where I have more of a chance to communicate my ideas. And at the time, actually, I didn't even know there was something called product management that you could do internships for. I had no clue. So I just started looking up online what I could do. But then as the time came to find my second internship, I kind of just lucked out and got something of a project management role at the government. And that's where I didn't have the opportunity to do the product stuff that I really wanted to, but I got more of an understanding of, you know, writing stories or managing Jira tasks and such. And after that experience, I really figured out, like, okay, this is something I want to do, but more of a product management side. And that's where for my third co-op, I actively started seeking out product internships and applying for those jobs with an emphasis of product-like tasks that I've done in my previous co-ops. And that was something that I had to tailor my resume for, actually, to get some interviews. And it was difficult, but I got a handful of product interviews and I got the job at BlackBerry, actually BBM under BlackBerry. And that was where I had my first full-on product management internship. So that was kind of the road I took to get to the product management path. Yeah.
No, that's pretty interesting. And another thing I find interesting about Ash Winder is that he comes from a background in statistics at the University of Waterloo. Obviously, considering that there are more engineering combined with business-related fields that students can pursue, such as math and business, CS and business, management engineering, system design engineering, what advice or what could students perhaps might be able to do in more or less majors that have less to do with computer science or business, which usually is what traditional PM roles sort of look for, right? What sort of students might be able to perhaps get that away and just completely ignore the fact that their field might not be compatible?
Right. Well, I think there's a two-part answer to that question. First of all, I've actually only declared statistics in 2B. And even for the job at SAP, it didn't show up on Waterloo Works that I was in statistics. It just says I'm in Bachelor of Mathematics with no specialization. So I did have a couple of employers in interviews ask me why product management. And I think the answer to that question is, if you're working at any tech company or you can reach out to some product managers, if you ask about their path to becoming a product manager, you'll get wildly different answers from people, right? I've heard of some people who were in sales and eventually started working their way through the company and ended up being a product manager, right? And I've heard of people who started out with an engineering focus and then worked their way to being a product manager. There really isn't any degree to be in product management, right? It's just your experiences and the co-ops that you gather. I think the reason that engineering students end up more engineering or CS kids end up going into PM is because we, the people who work in tech, become exposed to that field, whereas students in other degrees might not see those positions at the companies that they work at. So I think that's my advice to kids who don't have the engineering or CS major. Don't let that deter you. Wear that honestly as a badge and try to go get those PM internships.
No, that's great advice. A follow-up question, unrelated to my previous question, but still obviously is like a really interesting thing, is a lot of students or even full-time graduates always ask, what's the difference between project and product management, right? So what do you think is your perspective on that? Because you've sort of done both internships already.
Yeah, so I think the first thing we both should acknowledge is that product management varies wildly from company to company, right? I think me and you have both experienced this at SAP and other internships we had, we've seen product managers. My understanding, and this might not be correct, based on my experiences, project management, it's more project delivery focus, and product management, it's more feature focus, like what features we're gonna put out, how we should balance those features, et cetera, et cetera. Whereas project management might be, we have this deadline, we have to check up on the progress on those things, and that's it. I think that's my understanding of project management versus product management. It is confusing at the end of the day, but it's something that you will experience if you intern in tech companies. Yeah.
And another thing that has to do, I guess, with your experience overall is the fact that you worked at two pretty prestigious software companies, that being BlackBerry and SAP. And considering the fact that you did, you were able to do product internships in both companies with really similar roles, obviously. So what do you think were the main differences in terms of what tasks you had, the environment itself? Just only based on the internship role, because obviously you were just an intern, but do you have any takes on that too?
Yeah, so obviously BlackBerry, there was more I was working in BBM, which actually got shut down, so maybe I didn't do the best of jobs there, but at BBM, it was more of a focus on a consumer application, right? So you had a lot more data available to you to make decisions about consumers and what you should add into your product. And that was something that was very evident because there, before the shutdown, there was a heavy focus on becoming more data-driven. Mm-hmm. And you could see what features to push out based off that fact. And working at SAP, I think, which is the largely enterprise focus, I think primarily, you see that the way features are getting added is through these chain of meetings with businesses about what they want. And so that's been the really interesting difference between the two, is that one is like you have partnerships with other companies, at SAP, Intel, or wherever uses their products, and the other is you're primarily zoning down to one individual. I think that's been the most interesting. Besides that, given the nature of SAP and their products, they're a lot bigger and a lot more complicated, that you don't have the opportunity to, let's say, you know, design your own feature and try to get it pushed out just because they've got their roadmap and it's going to be a while. And at BBM, I did have the opportunity to introduce some ideas about their product and such. So that's been my understanding of the two. It's been enterprise versus, directly publishing to the audience, yeah.
No, that's a really great answer, and actually a really cool topic to bring up is that fact that B2B product management is completely different compared to B2C product management, right? Not just the collecting data part, where obviously there might be more qualitative data related to B2B product management, but more quantitative data with B2C product management. Because obviously with things like web analytics, other analytical tools that businesses use to collect really easy data for their consumers versus here at SAP, B2B product management, obviously the main thing, it's much harder to collect quantitative data of users. So there are obviously for a lot of B2B managers need to learn how to really turn a lot of the qualitative data they collect into quantitative data,
right?
Which I'd say is like one of the main big things, since you're going to have to think about new ways to conduct A-B tests and all that stuff and research analysis. But yeah, I guess another further question related to that was, which one do you prefer to do? B2B product management or B2C product management, since you have experience in both? For people who haven't exactly touched product management yet and they're deciding whether or not they want to do B2B product management or B2C product management, because at the end of the day, it is very different.
Yeah.
And the role, the environment, and the way that you collect data is really different.
Yeah. I mean, I should point out, I see some similarities between the two as well, like, you know, reaching out to your customers in on an online mobile application that might be through the Google Play Store, whereas B2B, you're having meetings with them and such. So there are similarities between what the product managers do, managing roadmaps and such. But I think as for preference, I don't think I've had the adequate amount of experience to say one is directly better than the other for me so far. But what my goal is moving forward for the two internships I do have left is get a B2C product management internship with more responsibility, right? That's the biggest difference. If the responsibility isn't there, then I think B2B for me is the place to be if I can't get more responsibility. But if I can be in charge of a particular area of a product, then I think definitely for myself, B2C is the place to go. But as for starting out, I think the goal should be to land some sort of product management internship, if that's where you're getting to. I don't think you really have to worry about, you know, what type it is or whether you'll seclude yourself into a particular area. I think once you just get started, it doesn't matter, in my opinion.
Mm. Okay. No, that makes sense. And another, just a follow-up question unrelated to that previous one again, is because obviously a lot of people see product management as some sort of role where if you want to become an entrepreneur, if you want to you want to take over a really cool executive / leadership role at a startup or a tech startup, or you want to be, for example, director of some sort of technology realm,
right,
or CTO or anything like that, right? Product management's a really great way to start because there are some interesting career opportunities.
Yep.
And I wanted to discuss that because when I look at the hierarchy and what tech companies offer product managers to climb the hierarchy, it is usually like they go from PM to senior PM, senior PM to, for say, director of PM, right?
Yeah.
And then director of PM to perhaps VP of product or even a CTO of the company, small or whatever, right? Do you feel like this sort of route makes sense, or do you feel like PM is sort of versatile where like you could perhaps go for any sort of tech/business job out there once you gain that PM experience? And I think that's important too as interns, right? We want to we want to be versatile. We want to have opportunities out there for the future for career development.
Yeah, that's actually a good question, and I've given it some thought in the background, like, you know, what could you branch out from PM if you wanted to? Well, we have the classic ladder that you climb of, you know, PM to senior PM, et cetera, et cetera. I do think that there is value to being in charge of a particular side of the product if that's what your job is, if that's what your company demands of you as a PM. You do get a really good insight of how that particular part runs, and you are more capable, in my opinion, of running a full product. So maybe your own idea. It's definitely a good path, I think, if you're going in that direction as well. And, you know, one of the reassurances I've gotten from some of my mentors is PM is definitely a very versatile role where you can come in from any background. Granted, you've had some of the tasks that a PM does, and you'll largely be capable, if you have a very large background already, to do a PM gig and have the opportunity to maybe go back to your career path or do something else, right? We both know it adds, there's so much responsibility and management involved where you could apply those things to a wide variety of jobs. So yeah, it's a very, like you said, versatile.
Right, that's pretty cool. And just because we are just running out of time here, I'm just gonna wrap it up with one last question. Do you have any more other takeaways just from your two PM experiences that you can provide, not just for yourself, but for peers around you who don't have that product internship experience yet? Just any sort of general key takeaways that you just have from your like internships? It doesn't even have to be your product internships, just all your internships as a whole that had to do with product itself, right?
Are you talking about any general advice you'd give to co-op students or kids who want to be PMs?
I would say kids who want to be PMs, but okay. This would also be advice that might be helpful for you yourself.
Yeah.
Any key takeaways?
Yeah, I think one of the reasons why I was able to get that third PM internship was because in my past two, in the first one, unintentionally asked for roles that were like what a PM would do. And the second one, actively sorting out some of the tasks that a product manager intern would do. So if you are in a position, or you're gonna be in a position, you know, where you're maybe a software developer, maybe you could ask to present some of your findings to your peers, right? Look for those roles before you hit your PM internships so you have stuff to talk about from your previous stuff. And I think moving forward, I think I've already mentioned this previously, but because I have two PM internships under my belt, I think the goal for me is to find somewhere that has more responsibility and I can make a bigger impact. Because I think now that I've seen the intro to PM, what it is like after doing the two internships, I think I'm capable of contributing more to a product or a company. So yeah.
Awesome, cool, thanks. And all those answers by Ashwinder were great. It is time to wrap up this podcast episode. Please, big reminder, do check out our other podcast episodes that we have. They're hosted on Spotify or other platforms that you generally listen to podcasts/music. Our name is UWPM, so please do check us out. But thank you again for listening, guys. And until then, see you next time.